The Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So a man found himself walking down a street one afternoon, just doing what he'd always done, following the same path, passing the same stores, seeing the same cars parked in the parking spaces, watching people scurry about as they always had, when suddenly he stopped, and literally he began to cry. Because in an instant, as he looked at each person near him, as he looked down the way and saw them frantically trying to get where they were going, he realized that each and every one of them was one of his sisters or one of his brothers. In that moment, someone that he had stared at time and time again suddenly came into new focus. A light shone around them, and they were no longer strangers, but kin. No longer separate, but deeply connected. Have you ever had something like that happen? When you're doing the same thing and in a brief moment it becomes entirely new? Often with me, it's with my children. We'll be rushing around trying to get ready in the morning, and all of a sudden I realize, these are my children. They are gifts. I am their mother and they are mine. And usually I start to cry. And what once seemed ordinary suddenly becomes alive with grace and possibility. Or maybe you're driving your car down the road, the same road you travel day in and day out, and something catches your eye that you've not seen before. Or you begin to realize how much you trust these people that you've never met. Trust them to be safe, to follow the rules, to stay on their side of the road. And what once seemed like a highway full of disconnected individuals now becomes a journey that you make, fully dependent upon the actions of others. Or maybe it's something you read that you've read time and time again, like you are saved by grace through faith. You probably learned that in confirmation, maybe memorized it for the end of the year test, which we used to have, we don't anymore. Or "for God so loved the world." That's become so familiar that you just see John 3:16 written on a placard at a football game, and you don't even have to think about it because you know exactly what it means. Then again, there have been those times when you thought you had it all together, when you've established your routine, when you could drive this road with your eyes closed, when you've got everything under control. And then in a moment, a new light shines, and what once seemed ordinary now becomes alive with grace and possibility. So some of you may know, this is a bad transition, but some of you may know my birthday is this month. If you don't, I'm going to tell you, March 20th to be exact. I've been celebrating already for 2 weeks. I get more excited about my birthday than my children do about theirs. In fact, Evelyn, my middle one, has started getting annoyed with me. "Mom, we know your birthday is in 11 days. 10 days, 9 days every day, right? You can quit telling us already. And by the way, she said, don't get so busy preparing for your birthday, you forget mine, which is tomorrow. I know, I haven't, don't worry. There is something in me that loves anticipating what might happen on that day. The gifts that I might get to open, the friends I might get to meet, the places I might get to go, that I can't help but share my excitement with everybody else, even if it annoys them. Because, and here's the child in me, there is nothing better than sitting down and having that gift placed in your hand, and then slowly pulling back the wrapping and the tissue paper and peeking inside to uncover the new possibilities that are waiting. I wonder then, if I love opening presents, if I love finding something hidden within, if I love the surprise of discovery, if I love all these gifts, why do I so often let the greatest gift that I've ever been given sit on my bedroom floor collecting dust until I'm done with everything else that needs to be done? Maybe because it's become so familiar to me, so ordinary, that it just fades into the background. And the power that it once had, or should have, isn't there anymore. So I hear again the words, by grace you have been saved through faith, and I think they sound really nice, but I seriously have a few more important things to do, like preparing this sermon and writing thank you notes for my real birthday gifts, which I'll get in 9 days, that I let this supposedly well-known one fall by the wayside. I let this great gift sit unwrapped in the darkness. But then, there are those times when a light shines, and when the Spirit moves, and when the same old becomes transforming and something stirs. And maybe for a brief moment, when you finally realize that the darkness is so overwhelming and you have so much to do and you're tired and cranky and you just want everything to stop, or when you want to quit listening to the harsh realities on the news or seeing the harsh realities in your bank account, and you can finally hear these words anew. By grace, you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. And suddenly that present on your bedroom floor almost opens itself, because there is a new light that surrounds you. And for a moment, you get it. You no longer have to struggle and fight and work and live in the darkness, because you are loved and live in the presence of one who has chosen you. No matter what you do or even how you feel, you are loved purely and simply because you are God's own child, and you forever live in this state of gracious and gifted faith. That is salvation, my friends. It's not something that happens after you die in some faraway place, but lived now. Salvation, that moment when the gift is open and you can literally feel the Spirit's presence and what once seemed ordinary now comes alive with grace and possibility. And then you have a choice to make. Not a choice to be saved or not to be saved, it's a gift. But you do have a choice on how you're going to live now. Are you going to continue to let that light shine, or are you going to put the lid back on and let the dust continue to settle? Are you going to annoy everyone that you meet and tell them, today's the day the darkness has went away, and let me tell you about this gift I received? Or are you going to be quiet and keep this newfound grace to yourself? Are you going to wrap it up and pretend it's fine for football placards, but a little over the top for your controlled life? Are you going to let go of the illusion that you're the one into control and choose to dwell most fully in the light that surrounds you? So again, let me be clear. we are Lutheran after all. This gift is entirely from God, and you did nothing to earn it. But you can choose to live it out. You can choose to participate in that which God has created for you since the very beginning. And what better way than to tell everyone else to pick up their gift, to blow off that layer of dust, to peel back the paper and the tissue and discover anew the most amazing life-giving possibilities that God has given you. And you don't even have to wait to get home to try it. You just look at your hands in front of you. You open them up, open your heart, and watch the Spirit soar. Amen.